our worldview today, French President Emmanuel Macron called for calm in Kiev today following his meeting with Ukrainian Prime Minister Vladimir Zelensky. The bilateral face-to-face comes one day after Macron's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin failed to yield any breakthroughs to ease tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops along the border, prompting the White House to warn of an imminent Russian invasion. Over in Ukraine, the country's defense minister said its soldiers will begin its own military drills using new weapons supplied by the U.S. and the U.K. The exercises are set to begin on Thursday. The same day, Russia is scheduled to conduct joint exercises with Belarusian troops near the Ukrainian border. Well, senior Canadian officials are warning against foreign interference as Republicans in the U.S. publicly voice support for vaccine protesters there. Demonstrators with the self-described Freedom Convoy have been blocking Ottawa roads for more than a week now, protesting vaccine requirements for truckers crossing the U.S.-Canada border. Those demonstrations have turned ugly in recent days, with protesters waving swastika flags and desecrating national monuments. A handful of prominent Republicans have expressed support for the movement. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have called for an investigation into GoFundMe after the site reportedly froze funds raised to support the anti-vaccine truckers. Canada's public safety minister fired back at Paxton on Monday, saying it is not the concern of the Texas Attorney General as to how we in Canada go about our daily lives in accordance with the rule of law. And over in Beijing, figure skater Nathan Chen set the world record for the highest score in the men's short program that edged him well above rival and two-time gold medalist Yuzuru Hanyu of Japan. Chen completed two quadruple jumps, erasing any memories of his disappointing finish in the Pyeongchang Olympic Games. Meanwhile, in the women's big air competition, Eileen Gu's perfect landing propelled her to gold, sending Chinese social media into a frenzy. The U.S.-born athlete decided to compete for China back in 2019. Tweets about her gold medal temporarily crashed Weibo, which, of course, Brian, is the top social media site. By the way, fans left 90,000 comments in less than 30 minutes after her win. Seven of the top trending topics on Weibo were about Gu's win.